welcome to Neat Little Mac-Apps. This week we have a really old application. Old, I mean, I know it for quite a long time, and it really is a spiffy, nifty application. It's called EvoCam, and it's webcam software. In fact, it's the ultimate webcam software. You'll quickly notice what I'm talking about. Anyway, you can find out more info about it at evological.com. Current version is 3.6.2. It's universal binary, and it's about $30. The fun thing about this piece of webcam software is that it really has a lot of cool features. For instance, if you open up the application, you immediately will see your own beautiful face in the webcam window there. And then below that, you'll have tons of options. And what are those options about? Well, for example, the first tab, you'll find a server options. And what does this do? Well, actually, here you can configure an FTP server, an email server, or even a built-in web server. And you can even have secure FTP, passive FTP, temporary files, and stay connected to that server. Those are a couple of options. And what does this mean? Well, actually, you'll be able to post the images taken from this webcam directly in a certain interval to that web server. So here you can put in the server information, and then you hit the refresh button, and here you can start putting in tons of specific details on which point you want that image of the webcam to be uploaded. For instance, you have a refresh interval, for instance, every 5 minutes. Okay, then you will take a picture. You even have an advanced option here so that you can choose which sound should be played when the picture is taken. You can even have a sound playing 5 seconds before the picture is taken, or you can show a video preview 5 seconds before the capture, or you can immediately refresh when EvoCam is launched. So those are the options here. And you even have, and this is really cool, you even have a schedule. For instance, if you want to put this online and you want to have only the weekdays that the camera is online and sending pictures through to the web server, you can set that here. For instance, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you can choose on or off. You can choose custom, which you can set the hours, and it really is nifty. You have this little diagram then where you can say, okay, on Monday, be active from 3 to 6 in the morning and 9 to 10 in the afternoon or something like that. So that's the custom option. Really cool. Daylight, so that it only will work when it detects daylight, and you can then go and say also same as. For instance, if you put your settings on Monday, then you can in Tuesday just say same as Monday. I mean, this is really thought out. This is really cool. It really has tons of options to make your own webcam. What else is there? Well, you can choose whether or not to upload image to a server, of course, and then it will ask, okay, if you choose this, then you have to define a server, and then you can choose how many images should be left on that server, and whether or not there should be a thumbnail image created, and if it should keep a transcript of the lost FTP session, for example. So it really goes into detail. It actually is something that administrative users would also like, the amount of controllability here. You can have the image sent as an email. Of course, then you would have to have the email server settings put in there. And also here you can choose whether or not a transcript should be saved. You can then go and define where the images should be saved locally. Here you also have the option how many images should be saved, and to create a thumbnail if needed for those images, and if there is an archive folder. For instance, you might choose to throw all the images away, so only keep, let's say, 5 images, but you want to keep the whole archive for later if you want to make a quick stop motion video, for example, and you can choose this here. You can also have some archive settings. For instance, do you have to archive individual images, time-lapse movie, both the timestamp, if you want to have that in there, the playback speed of the time-lapse movie. So this is all in here. You don't have to start, go and script stuff. It will do all those things and save the eventual movie as a .mov, for instance, if you want to. And in the end, you have a stop motion video as an archive, which is really cool. Next tab, status. And here you can see the current status of the last refresh. For example, you can choose to view the image. You can choose to view the FTP and email transcripts. It's all in here in the status tab. After that, you hit the items button, and here you can add specific stuff to the image feed. For instance, what can you do here? Well, basic stuff. You can set the video settings here, the size, the source, flip horizontal or vertical, fade if you want to. And then you have one of the most coolest things I've ever seen in webcam software. You can create items that will put onto the screen. For instance, if you want to have a clock visible on your screen, you can choose that. You can set the font, the color, the style, alignment, fading, all that stuff. You can even choose date of time or the long date time, abbreviated date time, or a precision time. You can have that on the screen and it will be grabbed together with the images. So that's one thing. You have a clock. Then you can put in a caption if you want. Static caption. Also here you can choose the font size and stuff like that. But then it gets interesting. You can add a badge. So a different image or a little QuickTime movie that you could put on there. And then you can even have a effect. And what's this? Well, you have tons of effects. For instance, you can have an alpha gain. You can change the brightness, RGB balance. You can have a blur being put on the video. You actually have some filters, edge detection, embossing filters, generators where you can generate clouds, for instance, or fire if you want to. And you can put that on the screen so it looks like the bottom of your window, for example, is on fire. You can even render stuff in, for instance, the ripple effect. You can have a sharpen effect, and you can have other special effects such as a color tint, film noise, lens flare that you can set also. It really is cool. And all those things you can set in a little preview window. You can see what the effect will be, and then you can go ahead and add that. For instance, let's do this fire stuff here. Okay, you have this little window there, and it has a certain size. Now you can change that, of course, if you want to. You just double click it, and there you can say, okay, I want to rate, I want to restart rate, I want to change the spread rate a bit, and then you can click and say okay, and you can start and add the effect. You can then take the handles of the effect and you can scale it all the way so that the whole bottom side of the screen here is burning. So this is really cool, but it doesn't stop here. You also have a sensor, and now it really gets cool. Okay, for instance, just imagine, and this is purely based on fiction, just imagine that your cat at night goes to sit really near to the window where you have a couple of beautiful glass thingies standing there, and it has the annoying habit of throwing things off. Purely fictional, nothing is real here. But you kind of hate the fact that the cat does that all the time, and you're not sure which one of the two cats, for example, would do that, okay? What can you do? Well, you just point your camera towards the window, okay? Now, the part where the cat will be walking is a specific part of the main image, okay? So you see the whole window, and it's just the bottom side of the window where the cat would be sitting. So what can you do now? You can add a sensor to your image. You can drag a square to the position where you think the cat will be walking, very roughly. And then you can start to tweak the settings of this sensor. So you can change the sensitivity, and if you move your hand in front of the sensor, you will see what the sensor actually picks up. Okay, and then just check out the artwork window if you want to. And then you can change the settings, okay? For instance, what must happen when you send something. So that means you don't have to grab pictures all the time within a time frame of a couple of seconds the whole night. No, you just put in the sensor and then you start to tweak it. For instance, what action should it perform when it detects motion. And there are options like, okay, do a refresh, remain active in the period refresh mode, or just leave the sensor bordered in captured images. You can choose to record a movie of 10 seconds, for example, and you can have each recording be appended to the same movie. So that means during the night, if the cat goes and sit there three times, then three movies will be recorded with a duration of 10 seconds after each other, and they will stitch together to be one big movie. Okay, you can even have only the sensor area to be recorded. So only the little part where you actually have put the sensor will be recorded, not the whole image. You can even have a specific script run, or you can have it play a sound. Now, this is really cool. Okay, so what you can do here is put the volume of your laptop, for instance, very, very loud. You can choose a very annoying sound for the cat. That would be me yelling, "Get off there," again. Purely fictional. And what it will do then is, okay, sensor notices movement in the area where it's looking for, meaning the cat is there, and you can play that specific sound. You can even have the computer speak a phrase, "Please, cat, get off the window," stuff like that. Anyway, so you see tons and tons of options. Oh, one important thing, you also can set the sensor recharge time. Now, this will affect how long the sensor takes to recharge after a motion. That means, say, 10 seconds, then the first time it detects motion, it won't go on and keep launching stuff because it keeps continuing to detect motion. No, there is a recharge time, for instance, 10 seconds, and if it detects motion after those 10 seconds, it will again do its thing. But if it sees motion within those 10 seconds, it will do nothing. So that's the recharge time of the sensor. And this is the neatest feature of this whole application, I find, and that's that sensoring stuff. You can also add video within video if you want to, and those are the main cool features of this application. So really, do check it out. It really is one of the best webcam software packages I know. I think it is the best. Anyway, a quick shout out to Nick Hamerex, which pointed me to this application again, because I haven't used it for a while, and recently he sent me a mail, "Hey, what's that piece of software that you use to grab webcam webcam pictures and put them online?" And that refreshed my memory about this great application, so I want to share that with you. So thanks, Nick, for reminding me to check out the application once more. EvoCam 3.6.2 at evological.com. So there we are, another episode is in the can. A little comment on the whole Photomatics contest. We only had one entry so far, so I'm going to give it some more time and let you get your pictures and just download the demo, get the pictures, create an HDR image, send it to contest@neatlittlemacapps.com. If you want more info, feel free to hop over to the last Neat Little Macapps episode before this one, of course, and all the details are in there. So do check it out, Photomatics contest. If you don't have the time to do this, or you don't want to wait, you can always purchase Photomatics with a 15% discount by using promo code NLMA15. So do check out the contest first, of course, before going to buy the app. Again, you're all welcome to join me at the Neat Little Macapps website at www.neatlittlemacapps.com. You can mail me at feedback@neatlittlemacapps.com, or if you're a developer, you can send in your application so I can check it out and perhaps feature it on the show. You can also follow me on Twitter. That will be NLMA, so twitter.com/NLMA. And if you're interested in supporting the show, you can hit the site too, and you will find a press kit by hitting the link in the iTunes artwork window right now. Well, that's it for this episode. Thank you for listening, and let's close the MacBook lid on this one. Music for the show is provided by the BC Surfers. The track name is Julu Beats, and you can find out more about them at music.pacho.com.
This show is a proud member of the TechPodcast.com network. Find out more about this and other shows at
www.techpodcast.com.
Techpodcast.com.
If it's tech, it's here.